Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast, and today we're going to talk about airline pilots and retirement planning. And if you were an airline pilot, you couldn't just step into the cockpit and flip a switch and then start going down the runway. There are lots of things you need to do. You have a pre-flight checklist. And you also have a pre-flight checklist when it comes to your retirement planning. And David Lee of Mach 1 Financial Group is here to tell you all about that. What does the pre-flight checklist look like when you're planning for your very enjoyable and laid-back retirement?
Yeah. Well, this one, Ron, is near and dear to my heart. As many people out there may already know, I was a pilot in my former life. I flew the F-16 in the Air Force for a number of years. And so a lot of times I do equate, you know, the flying business to a lot of the things that we see in the retirement world. So to your point, there's a detailed checklist that you got to go through for just about everything in flying, from starting up the engine to taxi to takeoff to cruise to descent to landing. There's a checklist for all of that stuff. And if you don't follow the checklist, you run a risk to yourself or to the equipment, you know, the aircraft. You may damage it, or you may cause, you know, physical bodily harm or even death to yourself or to your passengers by not following the procedures. So in the retirement realm, there's also a list of considerations that need to be planned for. And if you don't follow the financial checklist, so to speak, you could do yourself financial harm. So what are some of those items? Well, number one, as far as the pre-retirement checklist, as I would call it, is understanding exactly how much income you need. So if you haven't already done a budget to figure out what kind of lifestyle you think you're going to be able to live at in retirement, you need to undertake that task. If you're married, you need to do it together as a couple and agree jointly on what the retirement budget is going to look like. And then start kind of acclimating yourself to that budget in the several years leading up to retirement to make sure you can really live within that budget. So that's the first thing, is understanding how much income you need. Then second would be identifying all the sources of income that you're going to have, such as Social Security, perhaps a pension income, perhaps rental income. And there may be other sources that I haven't identified, but those are just a few common ones to name a few there. And then along with identifying all the sources of income and how much income I need is understanding what's the income gap there. So if I need $5,000 a month and I only have $3,000 a month from guaranteed income sources, you know, I've got a $2,000 per month income gap that needs to be planned for. And then third, I would say, do I know or do I understand the ideal time to take Social Security? At what age should I take Social Security? Should I take it as soon as I'm eligible? Should I take it at full retirement age? Should I wait all the way till 70? If I'm married, you know, what should my spouse do? Should he or she take it at 62, 66, 67, or 70? We can help identify, or we can help answer that question for you too. And there's no one simple answer to that question, unfortunately, because it's so situationally dependent, depending on the age that you retire, the income that you want to retire with, and other sources of income that you have. Fourth, have I addressed longevity risk so that I don't outlive my money? In other words, kind of along with this question is, what kind of rate of return do I need to average to make sure that I don't outlive my money? And that goes along with some of the things that we talked about here recently in some of our recent podcasts, which is only take the risk that I need to take to achieve the outcome I need to achieve. So if you haven't figured out, based on what your retirement budget is, what your income gap is, if you haven't used those two things to then figure out what kind of rate of return do you need to average to make sure your money doesn't run out, we can help answer that question for you. We can help identify what's the lowest rate of return you need to average to make those goals work, and then we can show you what's the minimal risk you're going to need to take to achieve that target rate of return. Okay, next will be, am I prepared to handle market volatility? If you're not able to get in that victory formation, as we discussed in a recent podcast, where you could just get a safe rate of return of, say, 3-4% per year and know that you're not going to run out of money, if you're not in that situation where that rate of return would make sure that your income and assets last for your lifetime, then you're going to have to take some level of risk to achieve that. So are you prepared to handle market volatility? We can help identify for you how much volatility you might need to withstand if you do need to get, you know, higher than that safe rate of return that I identified there. Sixth, do you have a plan to combat inflation? If you put all of your assets in a zero risk, low rate of return investment vehicle, do you have a real ability to combat inflation? We can help answer that question for you as well. Also, you know, am I prepared for the possibility of future tax rate increases? We can talk to you about Roth conversions and whether they make sense. And if they do make sense, how you want to structure those over a period of time to minimize your tax implications while you do the Roth conversions over a period of years. Another question that needs to be answered, do I have a plan to address rising healthcare costs? You know, do you have any sort of long-term care insurance in your plan? Or do you have, for example, an annuity in your plan that will cover or help to cover the cost of healthcare as you get older? And then finally, do I have my legacy plan nailed down? In other words, do I regularly review my beneficiary arrangements to make sure they're set up the way they should be? Do I need a trust? Do I just need a will? Do I need powers of attorney for healthcare and financial, et cetera? So we can help answer those questions for you and give you objective, unbiased advice on whether you need to have a trust or whether a will is sufficient, you know, what it needs to look like. And then we can refer you to the attorneys that we like in the area that can help you get the will and the trust and the legal documents established that need to be part of a good legacy plan. So those are several of the items that would be in our pre-retirement checklist. Very important that you have answers to all of those questions that I outlined right there. If you don't have those answers, by all means, give us a call or visit our website, come in, schedule an appointment to come in and see us, and we can help nail those answers down for you.
David, that is quite a pre-flight checklist, a pre-retirement checklist. Very good job. And if you'd like to come in and talk with David Lee at Mach 1 Financial Group, here is the number to call, 479-876-2100. That is 479-876-2100. You need to nail down the answers to a lot of questions before you set out for retirement. And again, that number is 479-876-2100. That'll put you through to Mach 1 Financial Group. And this has been your Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast.
Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.